Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talk about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living
Radio Show. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, and today here with me reading for me is my lovely Rev. Rhea Serene Israel. Say shalom, Rhea Serene Israel.
Shalom, Rhea Serene Israel.
Shalom, ma'am. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All praises.
All praises.
We are dealing with a very serious topic. It is called the Lake of Fire. What is the Lake of Fire? Why was it created? Why was this thing even set up? And I tell you, when Adam sinned, I would actually say, when the angel sinned in heaven, it was enacted. It was activated. And when the devil caused the angels to sin, man to sin, then it was, it became, as far as we're concerned, you know, a place that none of us want to be. And that's that place of judgment, God forbid. And, it's a serious place. It's a place that we don't want to be. It's a place that is going to appear. It's not yet appear, as we've seen movies and, you know, certain dogmas and religious dogmas depict, that this is already a place of torment, and that the devil himself is already there. Well, we're going to see that the devil and the angels aren't there yet, but it is a place of torment, and it's somewhere we don't want to be. We dealt with the great white throne judgment, and as you see, we don't want to be even in a great white throne judgment. We want to be in a first resurrection. The last thing we, or anywhere we want to be, is in the judgment.
Amen.
So we found that the great white throne is a prelude to the lake of fire. And God forbid that any of us should enter that place. I would say God forbid that any of us would stand in the great white throne judgment, let alone going to the lake of fire. God forbid. So, with that being said, we're going to pray in, and We're going to get started. And as we like to ask everyone, our brothers and sisters, our brothers, if you can, uncover your head, and if you can stand and face Jerusalem, and brothers, sisters, if you can cover your head and stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
Amen. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, thy poor with judgment. That fan, baby. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. You shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish in abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
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 Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth for physical and spiritual disciplines. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth the Holy Spirit. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen. You got that ready, Vic?
Yes, ma'am. So, as we do here, we're going to...
You already have the title?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, we want to welcome the family that's on Facebook. We want to welcome you also, just tuning in. And we are dealing... Today's topic is the Lake of Fire. The Lake of Fire, what is it? Why was it created? I say it was created because it's in the law. It was in the law he written when he created all things. This lake of fire was already written, mentioned. And it's hot enough to burn spiritual beings that's created from fire. For instance, angels. Yeah, angels. So when the angels sinned in heaven, the lake of fire was now activated. Is now activated because there's going to be a judgment. When the angel, that is to say Satan, deceived man, now there's a judgment for man. And that man would have to overcome the wiles of this world. And now the lake of fire, not just for the angels, it was created. It was activated for the angels, but it shouldn't have never been activated for us. But when Satan saw this man, he said, well, hey, why should I go to the lake of fire by myself? And lo and behold, he deceived Adam and Eve. And now there is a judgment for mankind. And this lake of fire, as we, you know, we've been covering this series, you know, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. He is no joke. Huh. We found out that the Great White Throne Judgment is somewhere that no one want to stand. God forbid that any of us should be in a Great White Throne Judgment.
Amen.
Let alone found a way to manage to get into the lake of fire. You know, we are going to deal with the kingdom of God, but he had to first remove those things that offend. And before you get to the kingdom of the Father, the lake of fire and the judgment have to take place first. Shalom, David. Love you, man.
Shalom, David. Grace and peace be unto you.
Amen.
And your household. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
So let's start this in Matthew 26 and 63. Matthew 26 and 63. And when you receive it, read.
Matthew 26 and verse 63 reads, "But Jesus held his peace." Amen. "And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven."
Now, when I read this, I said, wait a minute, man, he's not coming. These guys are not going to come up in the first resurrection. Mm-hmm. I can't see this. So what did this mean to me? Well, what it meant to me is that he just told them they're going to stand in the judgment. And they're going to see him come in this power. What do you mean? Go to St. John chapter 17. St. John 17 and 4. What power and what glory is he's going to return here? And what did he mean? You're going to see me come in this power and great glory. St. John 17 and 4. When you receive it, read.
Amen. John 17 and verse 4 reads, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was."
So he's going to appear at the great white throne judgment with the glory that he had before the world was. He's not coming back as this Jesus that got beat up on the cross. No, he's coming back with this power and with this glory, but Amen. He's still going to have the scars, the holes in his hands, and we're going to know it's him. We're going to know it, and every knee is going to bow, every last one. Not one knee is going to not bow. When we see this power and great glory, we're hitting the floor. And the one thing we don't want to be is standing in this position. We're trying to come up in the first resurrection. We're trying to make it to that point.
Amen.
We don't want to be here. We don't want to face this kind of conversation from God where he said, you're going to see me coming like this. What do we mean? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 24.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 4 and 24. When you receive it, read.
Yes, sir. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 24 reads, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous fire."
So he's coming back on fire. Yes, he's going to be in the, when, if God forbid we should stand in the judgment, he ain't coming back as the Christ that was on the cross. He's not coming back as the Christ to walk with the disciples. He's coming back like this, with the glory that he had before the world was, on fire. We don't want to see that. We want to be there with him on fire.
That's right.
We don't want this conversation. We don't want to stand in the judgment. And God forbid, we don't want to be facing the fire. If we're in the judgment, that means God found something in us that we are worthy to stand in judgment for. We're worthy to die the second death for. We don't want that. We don't want that conversation. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Revelation chapter 11 and verse 11. 11 and verse 11. Because he said, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. He's coming on a throne of fire. He is, he said, give me my glory that I had with you before the world was. When he spoke to the Pharisees, he told them, you're going to see me coming like this. He didn't speak to the world. Man. He wasn't talking to the lost. He wasn't talking to the sinners. He was speaking to the holy rollers. He was speaking to the so-called, I got this thing, so-called, I know my God, so-called, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues and walking on water and air, people. Holy rollers and super brews, yeah, he's talking to them people. No, I ain't claiming that in nature. I know what I'm made of, and I know my faults. Forget that, but I'm trying to help nail my faults with his on the cross.
Amen.
Revelations 11 and 11. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 11 and verse 11 reads, and after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them.
Revelations, forgive me, Revelations 19. And 11.
Okay.
Revelation 19 and 11.
Amen. I'm going to have to go back to that
one. Yeah.
Revelation 19 and verse 11 reads, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war.
Yes, ma'am.
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Now, he said when he come back, he's going to be sitting on his throne. He's going to have many crowns on his head, like 24. We can name them. We can count them. The 24 elders threw those crowns at his feet. He's going to have all 24 stacked on his head. He's going to be on fire.
Amen.
And he's going to have the eyes up. Fire. We don't want to be facing this conversation. This is the worst nightmare anybody can ever have because, one, we're not going to be able to wake up from it because we are woke.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're not going to be able to go to sleep from it because at this point, eternity is in the mix. There's no more dying.
Amen.
It's either everlasting peace and love and tranquility or torment, damnation, and suffering. He's coming back, his eyes a flame of fire. He's on fire. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4. We're going to skip around a little bit because we got, he said, when you're going to see me, you're going to see me coming in the power of great, coming to clouds of great glory and power.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 4.
Ezekiel 1 and 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ezekiel 1 and verse 4 reads, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
See, he's coming like this in a judgment. This is how he's coming. In a whirlwind, on fire, he's coming like a tornado, on fire. Amen, Sister Doris. Grace and peace. He's coming on a whirlwind, on a tornado of fire. He is not coming talking about, here come the judge. No, he's coming. He's coming.
Yeah.
People is going to be standing before him, and he's coming. We're not going to be walking up to him because if it was up to us, if we see this, we'll take off the other way. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5 reads, also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures.
And we're going to see this. Read on.
And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings.
And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass.
Continue.
And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle.
We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. Not here. We don't want to wake up with this. We want to wake up in the first resurrection on one of these. We want to wake up in the first resurrection riding on one of these like him. We don't want to stand in the judgment facing this conversation, because this is, listen, skip down to 14. Skip down to 14.
Amen. 14 reads, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
Look, the great white throne judgment ain't going to be all day. It's going to be, he's moving with the speed of light. When he's judging this creation, it's going to be swift. He said, I'm going to make swift work of the wicked. Swift. It's not going to be longer drawn out, because he got zillions of people he got to judge from the days of Adam to the last, to the beast and the false prophet. And he got tons of people to judge. So it's not going to be this long drawn out thing. He's moving with the speed of light through this judgment. So technically, we probably won't have the means to even think to fly, because we know we won't escape. The only thing we're going to do is bend our knees, hit the ground, start repenting, crying, because he did say that. He said he had to wipe away every tear from their eyes, because if we came up out that great white throne judgment, we've been snotting, we've been boo-hooing, we've been crying, we've been pouring out supplications, thinking that it may appease the true and living God that we will get through this judgment, seeing that he already said the judgment is set. If we're there, it's already set. There's no determination. There's no pleading out of this. There's none of that.
Amen.
So they come in with the speed of light. Continue.
Amen.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir. Verse 15. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces, the appearance of the wheels, and the work.
So he don't see the great white throne. It got wheels on it. Mm-hmm. That's it. See, he's coming on fire, and the wheels are spinning with the speed of light. We aren't ready for this. We are not prepared for this. I don't want to take my chances in the second resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
God willing, if you allow me to make it through that, God, I'll be so happy. I'll be so pleased, so blessed. I'd be so blessed, but I don't want to be there.
Amen.
Read on.
16. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl, and the four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Skip down to verse 21 and continue.
Ezekiel 1 and verse 21 reads, when those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
Now skip down to verse 25 and continue.
Okay.
Remember these wheels. Continue.
25.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings.
See, when they come in, if we standing in the judgment, they're going to let down their wings. He's going to appear in power and great glory on this tornado on fire and on these cherubims. And they're going to let down these wings, their wings, and we're going to see this. Read on.
Amen. Verse 26. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire.
White throne. That's it. That's the white throne. That's the great white throne. It ain't white. It's sapphire. Mm. It's not white, like paint white. It's sapphire. Read on.
Amen. As the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon
him. That's him. Read on.
And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
See there? He was on fire. The Lord our God is a consuming fire. There he is, and he's coming on a white throne, which says will happen to be sapphire.
Amen.
That's motivated by angels. We're not prepared for this. Continue.
Amen. Verse 28 reads, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud.
We're going to see that. Read on.
In the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
Okay, amen. Now we see that this is how he's going to appear. Now go to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. Daniel 7 and 9, and when you receive it, read.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
See them wheels? There they are. Ezekiel described them. Daniel saw them. Ezekiel described them. You see that? His throne is on fire. Ezekiel described the whole thing. Now, here it is. This is what he said. But Ezekiel said before, you're going to see these thrones. You're going to see him coming in power and great glory. He's going to come. He's going to appear like a tornado on fire. Then the angels are going to let down the wings. And you're going to see him sitting on top of his throne of sapphire. And he is going to be coming with the speed of light to judge everyone that's in the great white judgment. And he said, I'm going to make swift work of the enemy. Swift work of the wicked. Read on.
Amen. Verse 11. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, given to the burning flame.
Okay, let's keep that in mind. Let's go into Revelation chapter 4, because he said this throne, right? Now, we're still dealing with the throne. He said this throne was on fire. It got wheels, right? It's on the angels that got wheels. But the throne is on fire, right?
Amen.
Okay, what else is going on with this throne? Revelation chapter 4 and verse 2.
And verse 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Revelation 4 and 2 reads, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald.
Now, this is the Father's throne here. Let me reiterate this. This is the Father's throne. This throne is jasper. The Son's throne is sapphire. Continue. But I'm just pointing out what's going on with the throne. Continue.
Verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
That's the 24 crowns he's going to have on his head when he's coming. He got them from them. Read on.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning.
So these thrones, wait a minute, so the throne is going to be shooting off lightning.
Yes, sir.
The throne is going to be japping out. It's going to be lightning and thunders coming from the throne. Coming from the throne. Continue.
And out of the throne proceeding lightnings and thunderings and voices.
So the throne can talk. Yes, it's going to be proclaiming his name. It's going to be proclaiming him. The throne can talk. Continue.
And there were seven lamps of burning fire before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
So God knows if this thing goes, those seven spirits is going to be coming as well. I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's a probability that they're going to be escorting this throne. Because whenever you see this, the seven spirits is always there. So when you see the sun, you see the seven spirits. So I'm not saying that this seven spirits is going to proceed before the throne, but it's a probability because of their position, it may be just so. So we're not just going to see the throne, we're going to see the seven spirits of God too. They run to and fro in the earth that are witness to everything that we do in the planet. Everything. So we going to be like, oh, no, no, no. We think we finna get away from this? I don't think so. Go to Revelation chapter 20 and 10.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
So now the devil is going to be cast in the lake of fire where the beasts of false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night. You notice he didn't say devils?
No.
You know he didn't say the fallen?
Amen.
It was just him. He's going to stand outside of judgment. He's going to the lake of fire. Not the beast. He's already judged. Just like the beast and the false prophet is judged. They're going to go to the lake of fire 1,000 years before the devil. When the devil see that, he know that it's a wrap. Ain't no hope. Now the fallen, depending on what they've done in this world, since they failed, they're going to be judged. That lets me know that they're going to have a chance to get into the kingdom. Not all the angels are going to the lake of fire. They fell from heaven. Just like we got free will to sin, we got free will to repent.
Amen.
They had a free will to repent.
Amen.
Revelations 19 and 20. What do you mean he's going into this fire where the beast and the false prophet is? Revelations 19 and 20. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 19 and 20 reads, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone.
See that? So that's what Satan was cast in at. He was cast in the lake of fire with them. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 66 and 15.
Amen.
Isaiah 66 and 15. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 66 and verse 15 reads, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire.
See there? Same conversation. But this is going to be globally. But then I could say this is the same way he's going to appear in the judgment. This is the same because what is he doing? He's judging the world for their sins.
Amen.
Read on.
For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many.
Skip down to verse 22 because he said this. He said, behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariot like a whirlwind. Once again, Ezekiel saw it. Now Isaiah see it. And now Isaiah is saying the same thing. And he said he shall render his fury and his rebuke with the flames of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And by fire and by his sword, the Lord will plead with all flesh. And And the slain of the Lord shall be many. What do you mean, all flesh? That's an absolute statement. That's everyone that's on the planet when he appears, because he's coming like this. Once again, like we dealt with that, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. Like we seen this then. Now we're going to see here, he said, also in the judgment, he's going to plead with all fire with the same conversation. What I say, skip down to what?
22.
Continue.
Isaiah 66 and verse 22 reads, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain."
It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. It's going to be a new constellation.
Amen.
Why? This isn't the same constellation as the time of the dinosaurs. And this constellation at the time of the dinosaurs isn't the same constellation that was when he first created the heavens and the earth. We had multiple constellations. What he said, he remodeled it, so to say. So the constellation that's coming is coming. The constellation that we're going to see is going to be different from what we've been seeing. Like people said, we're about to approach the age of Aquarius when all the planets align. Okay? If you want to say that, I just say it's going to be the perfect day. I say it's going to be the Sabbath day.
Amen.
I say it's going to be that new day. You could call it the age of Aquarius for those of us that want to believe in that sort of thing. I'm going to say it's going to be the Sabbath day.
Amen.
Where all things is made new, even the heavens. Continue.
Amen. Verse 23 reads, "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me."
Sound like to me he haven't done away with the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. Sound like the Sabbath day is going to be in effect forever. Continue.
Verse 24, "And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorrence unto all flesh."
See, that's that fire that the beast and the false prophet was in. And they was cast into this fire. But look what else is in there. Not only are they burned, and they being burned and tormented and not being allowed to die, but they also being covered with worms. Mm-hmm. You know, like people be doing Fear Factor. You know, that kind of madness and whatnot.
Right.
But here it is. We got proof that there are worms on the bottom of the ocean, on the bottom of the sea, that lives on volcanoes on the bottom of the sea. They live there. They're waiting their turn. Mm. So now we see not only is it a lake of fire, but it's going to be worms inside of the fire. That's going to also be a part of the torment of the fire.
Right.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 20, 19. Mm-hmm. And 20.
Revelation chapter.
No, we covered that. We already covered it. Go to St. Jude chapter 1 and 6.
Verse 6.
Yeah, 1 and 6. St. Jude, 1 and 6. Mm-hmm. When you receive it, read.
Jude 1 and verse 6 reads, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day."
See, they're not gonna get cast in the lake of fire. They're not judged yet. Satan is judged. He will not stand in the judgment.
Amen.
He's going to get cast in a lake of fire before the judgment day.
Amen.
They're waiting on the judgment. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and 4.
Amen. 2 Peter 2 and 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 2 Peter 2 and verse 4 reads, For if God spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into the chains of darkness, to be reserved into judgment.
See that? To be reserved unto judgment. Satan didn't get that conversation. He got judged already. And so did the beast and the false prophet. They don't get to stand in the day in the great white throne judgment. They got judged already.
Amen.
And so Satan is going to be cast into the lake of fire, and he's already judged. But the angels that fail are going to get judged with the rest of the world. That's why the apostle said, don't you know that we're judged angels?
Amen.
Revelation 19, verse 10. Revelation 20 and verse 10. When you receive it, read.
Okay, Revelation 20 and verse 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are.
And the rest of the angels. Is that what that said?
No.
See, they haven't been judged yet. They got a judgment day coming as well as man. Read on.
Amen. Where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
That lets me know that the sun and the moon is not going to burn up and it's not going to blow the planet up as we've seen in some of these super sci-fis. Read on.
Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them.
Continue.
And I saw the dead.
Wait, whoa. Read that 11 again.
Okay. And I saw a great white throne.
Sapphire. Talking. Lightning. Thundering. Moving with the speed of light. Coming in a whirlwind. On fire. He saw it. He just didn't go into detail like John and Daniel. Like Ezekiel and Daniel. Continue.
And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
See, this is the thing, man. If you come up in the second resurrection, you won't even get a chance to see the planet anymore. This right here is, to me, right here is when he hadn't created nothing. He took us back to the beginning.
Amen.
Remember now, the evening and the morning were the first day. The great white throne judgment take place on the first day. He's going to take us back to where there was nothing. You're going to stand there in that abyss.
Amen.
Before there was a heaven and an earth. This area, he said, heaven and earth fled away. So this judgment ain't going to be on the planet. It's going to be in it outside of the time, outside of this time window, outside of this dimension. He's going to take it back to the beginning when there wasn't a heaven and an earth. Read on.
Amen. And verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book
not
was
just
opened.
Books, plural. Everything from Genesis, like all 66 books and then some, dietary laws, sacrificial laws, obedience laws, hubris knowledge laws, everything, beatitudes. We're going to be judged by all of those things. Read on.
And I saw the dead and small and great stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works.
Now, we see here that now everybody's going to be judged according to your works.
That's right.
Now, the thing is, if you don't make it, this is the conversation we will receive. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 5 and 26.
Okay.
John 5:26. When you receive it, read.
John 5:26 reads, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God."
Ain't no escaping this. The book say Jesus was judged on, he was tempted on all points, everything. Not even a sodomite gonna get away with it.
Amen.
None of that madness. Nobody is getting away. No excuses. No mental illness. No, oh, you know, all of a sudden we want to admit that, you know, we bipolar. All of a sudden we want to admit that we had a, what's that other thing that people want to say about people?
What, narcissistic?
All of a sudden we want to admit that we had a mental illness of narcissism. Mm-hmm. We want to admit that now. So we can deliver ourselves. None of that. Mm-hmm. None of that. Read on.
Amen. Verse 28. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in that which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice."
That's right. Read on.
"And shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation."
That's the conversation we're not trying to have.
Amen.
How you doing, little Clack? Look, Lily, look, the last thing we want to do is have this conversation of the resurrection of damnation. Amen. We ain't trying to get into the lake of fire. Let's look at this. Let's go back to Daniel's chapter 7 and pick it up at verse 10.
Amen.
Daniel 7 and verse 10, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10 reads, "A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him."
Wait a minute. He going to kick it off? A fiery stream. So now everybody's standing in a judgment and they're going to see this fire just bust out. Not only is he wake, you wake up, but you get to see the fire kick off. In the middle of nowhere. Like, okay, where am I? Two, where am I? Three, there's a fire. I'm dreaming. Read on.
"Amen. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened."
Who is this thousands and thousands is ministering unto him? That's the other question, right? And then we know who it is that that the thousands stood before him. He said that's the dead. He said they the ones that woke up, right? So now, but who are the ones ministering, right? Let's look at that. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1. First, we're gonna get this fire kicked off. We got to get the fire kicked off, right? Isaiah 30 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 30 and 1 reads, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin."
Look, this is that. Now he said, this is the ones that standing in the lake, standing in the judgment. He said, "Woe unto the rebellious children. They don't have the garments of praise on. They don't have the garments of righteousness on. They got on sin. We have on sin. God forbid that we should be here. We trying to come up in the first resurrection. We don't want to appear before God like this." He said, "Woe unto them, because there's no chance." Skip down to verse 8 and continue.
Isaiah 30 and 8 reads, "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book."
What books? One of the books that that he said, and the books was open. Read on.
And noted in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
Continue.
that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
Whoa! So he said that these are the ones that wouldn't listen to the true and living God. All of us got a chance to hear. You know what? Because all of us know right from wrong. All of us know we're not supposed to be stealing. All of us know we're not supposed to be killing. All of us know we're not supposed to be out here committing fornication. Yet we do. He said, these are the ones that will not hear the law of the Lord. Skip down to verse 27 and continue.
Isaiah 30 and 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and verse 27 reads, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire.
He said that all of us is going to hear his voice. If he's talking, he said his tongue is as a devouring fire. Moses said, our God is a consuming fire. He saw that. He saw that his mouth was fire. John said his eyes is a flame of fire. Moses saw he just fell to the ground. Read on.
Verse 28, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with the scythe of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy song.
You're going to have, wait a minute, at the great white throne judgment, there's going to be music. There's going to be a song. He said, you're going to have a song in the solemn assembly. What do you mean? Because this year, even in the Feast of the Ingathering, which he called a solemn assembly, this is it. He said, it's going to be a song there. We're going to read that song is going to be there. But this here, those songs that's being sung is by them angels, man. They're going to be singing to the Lord. Amen. This thing is going to be hypnotic. We never heard the angels sing before. We never heard the whole host of heaven. All the angels is down here to take somebody and put them in a lake. So therefore, all of them is going to be singing with one voice, and we never heard that before. This is going to be hypnotic. This is going to be a nightmare above every nightmare any man ever had, ever.
Amen.
And it's going to be hypnotizing. And it's going to have a form of beauty to it. We're going to be getting all kind of mixed messages. But the biggest message we're going to get is fear. Read on.
Amen. Let's do 28 again. Isaiah 30, 28.
No, 29.
You want me to go down to 29?
Yeah, that's where you left off at.
Okay, 29. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy psalmody is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstorm.
Whoa, he's coming like this. Mm-hmm. See, he's got light. He's on the throne on fire. The angels is on fire. He's coming on a whirlwind that's on fire. He got lightning shooting off his arm. He got fire coming out of his mouth, fire in his eyes. He's on fire. And then he set the lake of fire on fire from his mouth. Like you know, like you're giving somebody a contact.
What? Or blowing something out of somebody's eye.
Yeah.
What are you talking about giving somebody a contact?
Don't act like you don't know.
Okay.
Read on.
31.
Yes, ma'am.
Through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass.
See, the other thing he's going to bring under everybody up under the rod of the covenant. Now, if he pass over you over that rod and you don't make it, you go into the lake of fire. If He passed over you and you make it, you've been passed over. Say the feast with us. Passover. You made it to the feast of the Passover because he passed over your sins. Read on.
Amen. And in every place where the ground is staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle.
Wait a minute. So the Lord, his breath is going, like he just going to set it off on fire. Remember, out of his mouth is coming fire. You know, we have Satan sitting up there saying that he's a fire-breathing dragon. That's not true. The law don't say he have fire coming out of his mouth. But we can read that the God of Israel do.
That's right. Amen.
So he's trying to steal the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Teach. Amen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a horrible thing to have fire shooting up out your mouth. You know what I mean? To see that jumping off. But get this. If we come up in the first resurrection, we're going to be able to do that too.
Amen.
And what else is that? The lake of fire got a name. Mm-hmm. What's the name of it again?
Tophet.
Mm-hmm. The lake of fire has a name. There it is. Tophet is ordained of old. What do you mean? It was ordained for the angels that fell. But now that man has sinned against God, man is going to stand in the judgment. Also, get cast in the lake of fire with that fallen angels that's not going to make it through the judgment. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 33 and 10. Isaiah 33 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 33 and verse 10 reads, "Now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chaff. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are afar off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning?"
What? Who among us? He's not talking about the world. He's talking about those of us that know better. He's saying, who among us is good? You know, we always want to say the white man in this and the Asian man that and the wicked is that and the whole this and the sin of this and the wicked that. And we not considering ourselves. Because Jesus said this. He said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Nobody couldn't answer that one. Not with a clear conscience. Who among us is going to stand before the lake of fire? Who among us is going to end up in the devouring flames? Not your neighbor, us. That's keeping the feast days, that's keeping the Sabbath days, that's not eating pork. Just like the Pharisees. The book didn't say the Pharisees were sinners. The book said their manners was foul. They had in their heart evil eye, envy, maliciousness, malice, spite. And I could go on, hatred. On and on and on and on. He said, if our righteousness don't exceed their righteousness, we ain't gonna be able to see the kingdom either. So now we gotta do what the Pharisees do, like the book said, but then we gotta keep our manners in check. We gotta carry the fruits of the Spirit, like he said. You got to have the spirit of kindness and charity and things like that.
Amen.
Meek and humble. Go to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10 again.
Daniel 7 and 10.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're breaking this down now. Daniel 7 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10 reads, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him.
Now, that's who we want to look at, the thousand and thousand that ministered on him. Let's look at them. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 13, and let's pick it up to 24. Let's look at them. Mm-hmm. No, forgive me. I don't want to go there yet. Because he said they ministered unto him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Revelation chapter 5 and 11. They ministered unto him. So while they on the throne, while he's on the throne, they ministering unto him. That's why he said you're going to have a song. You're going to have a song in a solemn assembly. You're going to have a song, and it's going to be the last one you ever hear. Revelations 5 and 11, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 5 and 11, read. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
That's how many appeared with him. Read on.
Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Read that 9. Read the 9.
Go back up to 9.
Read verse 9. I just want to bring this point in.
Revelation 5 and 9 reads, and they sung a new song.
There it is. They're going to be singing. An innumerable by the name angels that came with him. They're going to be ministering unto him, singing. Like I said, this thing is going to be hypnotic. It's going to be mesmerizing. It's going to be a nightmare and beautiful and freaking out, just out of our mindset. Consciousness is inconceivable. We're going to hear the perfect song for the first time ever.
That's right.
The perfect song.
Amen.
Matthew's chapter 13 now. Matthew 13 and 36. When you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 36.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Verse 36 reads, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the...
See, Jesus just didn't talk to anybody. People think just because we're reading the word of God, you getting it. No, the Spirit don't just give you any... No, he talked to you. If you approach him the right way, he'll talk to you. If you come to him with the right mindset, he will talk to you.
Amen.
Read on.
Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest in the end of the world. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels.
That's why he said thousands, thousands minister only him. There they are, the angels. They're there, the reapers. They're the ones that are there to pick up the wicked and cast them into the lake of fire. They're there. They got one job. That's why he said thousands, thousands minister unto him, because it's going to be thousands, thousands standing before him in the judgment. That's why when we read the book, this judgment ain't going to be long and drawn out, because he's moving with the speed of light. Read on.
Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear.
We better listen to this. He said, who that have an ear, let him hear this. He said, then the righteous is going to shine like him. You're going to be like him. But he said, those that offend, he said, they're going to be cast into the furnace of fire. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth where the worms never die. He said, he coming with the angels, right? Go to Psalms chapter 68 and 17. Amen. Psalm 68, 17. When you receive it, read.
Psalm 68 and verse 17 reads, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place.
There it is. There it is. Now, they got a job to do, right? Now, go to 2 Samuel chapter 23 and 6. This is their job. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 6. When you receive it, read.
Amen. 2 Samuel 23 and 6 reads, but the sons of Belial shall be all of them.
These are the wicked. These are the worthless before God. The sons of Belial are the wicked. Continue.
Shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with the fire in the same place.
Them angels are going to be having their armor on. They're going to have a spear, and they're going to be taking people up and just dropping them in a lake.
Wow.
Each one got a job. Either you're going to get in it. They got a job to pick up the wicked and pluck them up out of from the presence of the Lord and cast them into the lake of fire. The children of Belial, the wicked,
amen,
the unbelieving, the ones that's covered in sin. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 1. Matthew 22 and verse 1. When you receive it, read. Yes, ma'am. 22 and 1. We're going to skip around a little bit. 22 and 1. When you receive it, read.
22 and 1 reads, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come to the marriage. And they made light of it, and they went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and they treated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers.
See,
and burned up their
that's kids. Who was with them, his armies. That's why they had on their armor. It was the angels. He sent his armies and say, destroy them. Skip down to verse 11.
Amen. Matthew 22 and 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment.
That's that one that was covered in sin. Read on.
And he saith unto him, friend.
And he knew better. Friend. That's the same thing he said to Judas. Friend. Read on.
How comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So the lake of fire is in outer darkness. So not only are you going to be tormented, burning, wailing and gnashing of teeth, but you'll never see the light of anything ever again. Read on.
Amen. For many are called, but few are chosen.
Isaiah chapter 65 and 11. He said, bind them hand and feet, right? What do you mean? That means that you ain't going to be able to, you're going to be jumping around screaming and swimming in the lake, you know, like, oh, I'm tormented. Oh, ain't going to be none of that.
Amen.
You're going to be like one position, bound forever, bound by eternal binds. The same thing that bound Satan, he's going to bind us up with. God willing, if he don't have mercy on our sins and pass over them. Because people got the kingdom of God coming down on the eighth day. Not understanding you have to be circumcised on the eighth day to even take part in the Passover. Before you go there, go to Isaiah 28 and 17. Yes, ma'am. Because something else take place. Not only are, he said, bind them hand and foot, right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
Isaiah 28 and go down to
17.
Amen. Isaiah 28 and 17 reads, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled.
You're not going to be able to die. Your covenant with death is a wrath.
Wow.
Won't be able to die. Continue.
Wow. Amen. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night. And it shall be a vexation only to understand the report.
Whoa!
Wow.
You ain't going to even know it's a day or night. Because remember that if you cast in an outer darkness, you have no idea what time it is. You lost in time to be tormented forever. Read on.
Wow.
Let's go to
20. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it. And the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it.
See,
yep,
he said, I'm going to bind them. He said, bind them hand and feet. Yeah. So he's not going to even be able to stretch himself at all. This is not going to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. It is not going to be a lake of fire of comfort.
Wow.
Go to Isaiah 65 and 11.
Isaiah 65 and verse 11 reads, but ye are they that forsake the Lord.
See, that's once again, those that's covering in the wrong garments. And he's not talking about the world. He said, ye are they that forsook the Lord. You know better, but you chose not to do better. Read on.
But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that truth. And that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not.
Continue.
Therefore thus said the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry.
So the lake of fire, you're going to be hungry too. Mm. You're going to be an eternal, just like that stuff, the suffering of the children in this world that hasn't had no food and things like that. We're going to know what that feels like forever. Forever. Read on.
Amen. 13. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold.
You're going to be thirsty. Hungry and thirsty. So lake of fire just ain't about worms and burning up. It's about you not being able to move, you being totally crushed and uncomfortable, like you got on shoes that's a size too small forever. Ouch. And you're going to be thirsty and hungry. Continue.
Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit.
You know, that's manic. That's maniac. That's berserk. That's out of control madness. Let's look at this a little further. We don't want no parts of the lake. None.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1.
Amen. Hebrews 6 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews 6 and 1 reads, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. Verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Verse 7, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs met for them by whom it is dressed receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto the cursing, whose end is to be burned. 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation though we thus speak. Let me read
See,
that again.
Yeah, read it again.
Hebrews 6 and 9 reads, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation though we thus speak.
See. Even though we're talking about these things, mm-hmm. we are persuaded a better thing for you. Mm-hmm. Not that you should end up here,
Amen.
But that you should end up with the King in the kingdom with the Father.
Amen.
You see, this is that conversation. The last thing we want to be looked at is thorns and briars. Mm-hmm. The last thing we want to be looked at is the children of Belial.
Amen.
Leviticus chapter 8 and 14.
Amen. Leviticus 8.
Now this is, now let me reiterate this. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to go Leviticus 8. I don't want to go there yet. Go to Mark chapter 9 and 42. Okay. Let's look at what this lake of fire really is. We only got two more after this. Yes, three more. Mark 9 and 42. When you receive it, read.
Mark 9 and verse 42 reads, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck
Amen.
And were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell.
Nobody's telling you to cut your hand off. We're saying just stop putting your hand toward wicked things. Read on.
Amen. okay, maimed into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, 44, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if then thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire.
Stop looking at things that'll get you cut off. Read on.
Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has...
Wait a minute. He didn't just say that. 49 again.
Okay. I mean, Mark 9 and verse 49 reads, for everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt.
So the lake of fire is a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's a sin offering unto the Father. It's a sacrifice. Read on.
50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it?
Now, go to Leviticus chapter 8 now. Now go to Leviticus chapter 8 and 14. Because now we done found out that the lake of fire is a sin offering. It's a sacrifice. When you receive it, read.
Leviticus 8 and 14 reads, and he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it.
Continue.
And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards of the cow, above the liver and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh, and his dung he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses.
See that? He took his flesh, his skin, his crap, and he burnt it outside the camp, outside the kingdom.
Amen.
It's a sin offering. It's a sin offering. Now, what God is going to accept for a sin offering is the inner man, that you repent and you offer those things up to him. That's what he will accept from you, the inner man. Your flesh and all that garbage is going to get you kicked out the land and out the kingdom if we don't repent.
Amen.
Psalms. No, Genesis 4, I got to read this. Genesis 4, this is Cain. Genesis 4 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 4 and 1 reads, and Adam knew Eve, Genesis 4 and 1?
Yeah.
Okay, Genesis 4 and 1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
No, you're supposed to bring the first fruit and the best of it. It wasn't that people would have you to think, oh, because he didn't bring no cow or nothing like that. No, man. The Lord talk about the best, the first fruit of the oil, the olive, your wine, all of that. I want the first and the best.
Amen.
Then I'll bless you with the rest.
Amen.
If you bless me, your best that you gave me will not be even compared to what I'm about to bless you with, long as you keep me first.
Amen. Amen.
Continue.
And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
See that? If we don't do well, sin lieth at the door. And unto you shall be his desire, which is the devil. He was already there waiting. He's waiting on you to slip and fall. He's waiting on me to slip and fall. But our desire is to give God our first and our best. Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground.
And see, now we think that this is the last place this is mentioned, man. This, everybody that's up under the blood that's baptized in the name of true and living God, Jesus Christ, every last one of us that's baptized in his name, covered in his blood, anyone that offend or attack this blood is going to scream from the earth up to heaven, and it's going to be a witness to the sinner.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood.
He said, now you cursed from the earth. Mm-hmm. Ain't that what happened? Heaven and earth fled away. You ain't coming up in the first resurrection. And you cursed from it. He already told him he going to the lake of fire. Read on.
And 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth.
A vagabond is one that don't have a father. So he's without the father. He a bastard now. Continue. He cut off.
And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear.
Wait a minute. What do you mean his punishment is worse than, is more than he can bear? He said, You cut off from the earth. Go to Psalms chapter 37. And pick it up at verse 9.
Amen.
Psalms 37 and 9, when you receive it, read.
37 and 9 reads, For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Didn't he say that he was cut off from the earth? So he was an evildoer. Read on.
Amen. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place,
skip down
and it shall not be.
Skip down to verse 20 and continue.
Okay, 20. But the wicked, forgive me, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away.
See that? They're going to be a sacrifice.
Wow.
They're going to be as a sacrifice. They sin offerings. If you end up in the lake of fire, you are a sin offering to the Father. 22.
Okay. Psalm
37:22. Yes, ma'am.
For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off.
Ain't that what he told Cain? Mm-hmm. You cut off from the earth. Now you curse from the earth, but they that are blessed of him shall inherit it. See that? Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 11.
Leviticus 2:11 reads,
Yes, ma'am.
No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire.
See that? You don't put no leaven in up there. Leaven represents sin. So we're supposed to be the fruit of unleavened. Continue.
Amen. 12. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor.
See, if you coming up in the first resurrection, you will not see the fire.
Amen.
If you're part of the first fruits, the first resurrection, you will not see the fire. The first fruit will not be burnt. Oh, the sacrifice had a conversation too. That's why I said, you know, the books was open.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Read on.
13. In every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from the meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at this here. This last verse, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5.
Matthew 5 and 5 reads, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
See, didn't we just read that in Isaiah? Okay, skip down to verse 13 and continue.
Amen. Verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men.
See that? We don't want it. That we don't want that to be our end. You the salt of the earth. That's that thing. Every sacrifice you bring forth better have some seasoning on it.
Amen.
It better have some good spit. You hear me? So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And tomorrow, God willing, we live. We're going to do the kingdom of God. You know, now we got the people that's in the lake of fire. They going into the lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we can deal with the Father's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I want to thank everybody for their time. And as we always say to everyone, please read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles. Family that's going to walk out.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.